The information provided on The Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Forever Young Radio Show, featuring America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler, and executive producer, Kelly Capasola. Each week, Dr. Stangler and his special guests have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you can join us right here on Forever Young. Whether you're listening on the traditional radio dial, Sirius XM, or any of our online podcast platforms, welcome. We're so grateful to have you here. We've been doing this for well over two decades, always hoping to inform and educate every listener on healthier lifestyle options and good quality science-based information.
If you'd like to learn more about the show, please feel free to visit our website at americasnaturaldoctor.com. That's americasnaturaldoctor.com. And there you can listen to our past shows, read our fantastic articles, and watch our YouTube videos.
Absolutely, Dr. Mark. When you got into this practice all these years ago, almost three decades, did you think that you would have such a wonderful americasnaturaldoctor.com website that we would keep you so busy asking you for information all the time to be able to share with people?
Yeah, no, it's fine. I mean, there's so much I want to write about. It's just getting it done, getting it out there.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, so many people are helped by the YouTube videos, the stuff you're sharing on Facebook every day, and the wonderful podcasts we put out. But the health breakthroughs on americasnaturaldoctor.com is one of great value. We have so many articles there focusing on so many different aspects of your health that maybe have gone awry, trying to get you back to a better understanding. And we'll talk more about that. But we have a good show planned today. We're going to be talking to a special return guest who's been coming on here for well over a decade about healthy eating for humans and their pets. She's going to highlight human and canine digestive issues and disorders and some helpful recipes and solutions that she's been able to work in since she's been doing this since 1996. So stick with us. We're going to have a great show. Dr. Mark, before we get to that, going to go back to that health breakthroughs. You write new information. You share articles all the time at americasnaturaldoctor.com. One that I really wanted to go back to the archives a little bit, I think it's on page two or three, is superfoods that combat brain drain. So many people are dealing with brain drain. You're seeing more and more patients. Let's give them a little bit of information on this article.
Yeah, well, people need to use foods to help their brain to work properly. Your brain actually is the most metabolically active organ in your body. It requires a lot of energy supply. It requires antioxidants. And so in the article, I talk about the top foods people should be getting on a regular basis to improve their brain function, even reduce the risk of dementia based on certain studies. So very interesting. For example, I talk about turmeric. You know, in the United States, our rates of Alzheimer's in seniors ages 70 to 79 is about 4.4 times higher than those of people the same age in India. Now, one of the reasons appears to be turmeric, in the amount of turmeric they get in their diet, which has potent antioxidants. It prevents these amyloid plaques from forming in the brain. So there are ways to incorporate it into your diet. You can use it as an organic powder in your juices. You can saute it with garlic, ginger, and olive oil. You can add it to vegetables, things like chickpeas. So we talk about that. Getting those omega-3s, of course, are important. Your brain is about 60% fat. You need those omega-3s to retain memory and to retrieve the memory. And so things like the wild salmon, I highly recommend, like in the baked form. Blueberries, a lot of interesting research on blueberries, how they protect the brain from oxidative damage. And so I'm a big fan of getting the organic blueberries. People always ask about coffee. Well, coffee is actually very high in antioxidants, just as dark chocolate is, as is green tea. These are foods people can consider in their diet. And of course, you know, if you're sensitive to caffeine and things like that, you got to be careful. But some organic coffee can be very effective. It also reduces your risk of Parkinson's disease. And then other superfoods we talk about in the article, spinach, which has the vitamin K, the folate, the carotenoids, which are very nutritious for the brain. Avocados with the monounsaturated fat and vitamin E, very important. Walnuts, also high in omega-3s, vitamin E, excellent for the brain. Beans have a lot of nutritional value with B vitamins. which are important for cognitive function. Even foods like quinoa. So I talk about these foods and even give some recipes people can start using.
Yeah, some excellent recipes. I'll tell you, I was looking through at the salmon with walnut gremolata. That looks good. I might have to make that this weekend, Dr. Mark. And then for people who like a little bit more action, there's a ginger and espresso hot chocolate. And I'll tell you, Dr. Mark, you see it all the time at the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine. In fact, people can learn more about that by going to the homepage of americasnaturaldoctor.com. You help patients all over the country, even though it's located in Encinitas, California. You can learn more about telemedicine or about arranging a visit with Dr. Mark or Dr. Angela Stengler. But I'll tell you, Dr. Mark, appreciate you writing this great content, putting all these articles together, because these are things that people are dealing with every day, right? The brain drain, the tiredness, the adrenal fatigue, the stress that's just running rampant through our society. So little things like this are kind of the silver lining, Dr. Mark.
Yeah, and getting these foods in on a regular basis can really make an impact protecting your brain, but also improving your brain function. So these are the types of foods people really should be aiming to get in their diet on a regular basis.
Absolutely. And when you're there at americasnaturaldoctor.com, not only can you listen to over 250 podcasts of old programs, you can read these fantastic articles. You'll notice we also have a shop button at the very top. Feel free to go there. Those are all Dr. Mark Stengler's doctor-formulated products that he sells at his clinic. Stick with us when we come back. Our special guest, Gail Pruitt, will be with us today to talk more about probiotics and the importance of digestive health when it comes to us as humans and our canine friends. Learn more at americasnaturaldoctor.com. Most of us could use more energy in our day, but caffeine can only do so much. At some point, we need to take a look at the root causes of our fatigue, and it turns out two main factors in low energy are chronic stress and lack of nutrition. That's why we're so happy to partner with our good friends at Organifi. They create delicious superfood blends that address both of these problems. They use adaptogenic herbs and mushrooms to help balance cortisol levels associated with stress, and they make it easier to add more nutrients into your day. It also contains vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and a clinical dose of ashwagandha, which is known to help support healthy cortisol levels, which aid in weight management. You can learn more at Organifi.com/Stengler. That's Organifi.com/Stengler. And if you put in the code Dr. Mark, that's Dr. Mark, Dr. Mark, you can get 20% off the entire site. So make sure you go and check that out. Welcome back, listeners. As promised, we have a great show planned for you today. A very special return guest. Actually, she's been coming on the show, I think, for a little over 8 years. And believe it or not, every time she comes on, listeners continue to listen to the program, whether it's on the archive or the podcast. And it's so great because she shares that information with us. Dr. Mark, who's our great returning guest we have on the program today?
Yes, absolutely. Joining us today from Texas is Gail Pruitt, a clinical nutritionist and author of the Doggone Good Cookbook and Doggone Good Cuisine, more healthy, fast, and easy recipes for you and your pooch. And Gail's been a nutritionist, a chef since 1996, and she conducts nutritional research focusing on human and canine digestive issues and disorders. Gail will join us today to discuss healthy eating for human and their pets. Gail, this is a topic I know a lot of our listeners are going to be very interested in, a lot of us, including myself, have dogs and are dog lovers, so welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I love coming on the show.
Excellent. Well, you've written two books on real food for you and your pups. So what was the inspiration? You must be a dog lover, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Well, about 13 years ago, I bought a little condo, and I thought, you know, a home is not a home without a dog. So I went to the local shelter, actually there in Plano, and I asked the volunteer there, I said, do you have a cute little doggy that I can adopt? And she was really a snarky volunteer. And she put this strange-looking animal in my arms and says, hold this one while I go look for you a cute little pretty dog. She came back, and she says, there's no cute little pretty dogs here. And she tried to take this animal away from me. This little dog had put her little paws around my neck, and she could not pull them off. And oh, wow. I found out this is the little dog I'm going to go home with. I realized that. So, but I found out she had been in an abandoned building, and she was about 4 years old and lived in an abandoned building and had literally eaten what she could steal in insects. This time, and it took them 2 months to actually catch her. Okay. So they got her. Anyway, I took her home and she was awful. I thought, oh my goodness. So I thought the best thing to do is get another dog. So I got Mr. Casper. Casper was, they think, was a puppy mill, a dog experiment that, and he was thrown in a dumpster. So they rescued him from the dumpster. He was about 2 years old when I got him. But he had been living in a rescue group with 25 other dogs in one room in a crate and was only allowed out, you know, just to go to the bathroom and to eat. So anyway, mm-hmm. I promised him he'd never have to be in a crate again. But anyway, I thought, you know, I love to cook. And why don't I just cook for me and my dogs? So I did started doing research. And that's what actually started this. Let me just tell you, Mimi is now going on about 17. Mr. Casper, about 15 now. They're doing great. And they have eaten real, honest-to-goodness food. They have not had commercial dog food now in over 12 years.
Wow. Yeah. And I believe it because you and I are Facebook friends. And I'll tell you, some of the recipes you put on there for humans, and I know that you do share it with your dogs, are delicious. You make my stomach growl every time I see you do a food post, and I hope we can get back to doing more of those. But when we're talking about it, you know, like Dr. Mark said, we have dogs. He has some at his house with his wife, Dr. Angela Sangler. I have a few at my house. And when it comes to feeding them, I think a lot of consumers get confused about that, right? They go to the store. It's kind of like when we go to the store, right? And somebody's like, hey, here's 12 B vitamins to choose from. Pick the one with the nicest label. When it comes to feeding our dogs, though, we need to be label readers as well. And potentially, in most cases, buy without a label. So tell us why you prefer real fresh food instead of food from a bag or a can.
Well, actually, if you think about it, Kelly, it's common sense. We would not feed our child or any member of our family out of a bag or a can for the rest of their life, especially the same one. So it just, these are real beings. So they need real food. And, you know, I would never, ever give them the same thing on a daily basis. They're like we are. They need variety. My dogs do not have diarrhea or vomiting. They don't, and they haven't for years and years. And the main reason is because they have really good, healthy, organic food, clean food, and they don't have the kind of foods that are factory-formed. So there's no factory-formed meat. They do not eat that. Nobody should eat it, you know. So that's one of the main things, and they have really good supplements. And I'm sure we're going to get into that. But one of the best supplements that I have found is Dr. O'Hara's. I've been working with Dr. O'Hara's probiotics and using it in my practice as well as my whole family since 2001. I've never found another product that's even close to that. It's so my dogs get one every night at 7 o'clock and they beg for it. They think it's a treat. It's great for their gums, their teeth. It's good for everything they got. So that is what they do. And, of course, when you ask me about bagged food, number one, dogs need at least 70% moisture. Cats do, too, by the way. They do not need 12% moisture. 12% moisture are kibbles, and that could cause a lot of issues. As a matter of fact, dogs over 10 years old, 50% of them have cancer. And one of the reasons is because of the way that they are being fed. Kibbles are cooked to the point that they have little or no nutrition left. I don't care how many good ingredients they've got in there. They're still cooked down because they have to make the kibble. And then so that to be AFCO compliant, they need to have anywhere from about 42 different nutrient supplements in there, which are made in a lab where dogs may or may not be able to even assimilate it. So this is what we are having to deal with on the, you know, a wide scale of problems with our dogs. So I'm sure you've experienced some of that yourself, I'm sure.
Dr. Mark, I know that you feed your family well, you feed your kids well. I know that it, when it comes to your pups, same thing. But I even read, you know, not to digress, but I read a paper and some articles about 10 years ago that said some of the kibble is actually expired foods or what they're pulling off at some kind of a factory, what's left on the floor after they render or process some type of an animal. Those can obviously have bacteria. They can have parasites. And we wouldn't feed anybody in our family expired food. So why would we for our pets? But go ahead, Dr. Mark.
Oh, no, no, no. Those are all very good points. And absolutely, I mean, nutrition has to be the foundation. You know, besides the care and love you give your pets, our dogs, I mean, nutrition has to be the foundation. The body doesn't work by magic. Cells have to replace themselves. You have to have the right nutrition. And so now one question that comes up from people, and actually I don't know the answer to this specifically. I mean, Dr. Angela probably does, but you know, people sometimes say certain foods are inherently toxic to dogs. You probably get that question too. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, yeah, and there is. Now, they can eat most of what we eat. However, there are some things that they just should not have at all, and that's grapes and raisins. Okay, which is really odd, isn't it? But they should not ever have grapes and raisins. They should never have onions. Now, a lot of people say that garlic, or even veterinarians will say, you know, no garlic. However, I have found that it's really a great product, a great ingredient for them on a small amount. It really helps prevent cancers and does a lot of different things as well. Other things that are really not good, and it makes sure no alcohol whatsoever, no caffeine, no chocolate, and even macadamia nuts are really deadly. One thing that is really can kill a dog very quickly is xylitol, because it lowers their blood pressure. So those are the, and make sure that you don't have cooked bones either, because that splinters and that can actually perforate their intestinal tract.
Yeah, that's great. I'm so glad you could share that. I'm so glad that you talked about xylitol. I mean, that's even in, you know, often we see it in like clear nasal spray, and we talk about it on the program, but it could be found in sweeteners, but also the most common gum out there. So think about if you have a puppy and you leave a pack of gum, I mean, and they were to eat that pack of gum, that dog would have an issue with processing that xylitol. And I'm so glad you bring that up, Gail, because I think that people think, well, I don't have anything in the house with xylitol, but it's in a lot of products.
It's in a lot of different products, and it's dangerous. And we don't even have the type of toothpaste that has the xylitol in it because of that. You know, it could fall on the floor. It could do anything. So, you know, and besides that, my dogs can climb and jump. And they can, you know, I can find them on the table or on the cabinet. And I thought only cats did that. But no, Mimi can do that. So.
Yeah. Well, when they picked you, they are little spitfires, and the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, Gail. But when we come back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit more. We're going to talk about if you believe in an all raw diet or if you cook food for them. So I hope our listeners will stick around with us. In the meantime, you can go over to our website, americasnaturaldoctor.com. Click on the radio tab to learn more about our fantastic friend, Gail Pruitt, and some of the wonderful books that she's put out. This is no one new. She's been doing this since 1996. So please continue to listen to our program so you can get the facts not only on your health, but on your canine friends. Stick with us.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotic skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magoroku Lotion and the Hadayubi Moisturizer combine Dr. Ohira's award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. Ohira's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.
How do you know what diet, supplements, or even medications are right for you? With so many health issues happening within our society, things can often get confusing, leaving us in a place of feeling unsure on what direction to take when it comes to our health. Each week, America's Natural Doctor, Mark Stangler, and his special guests will provide you with the proper knowledge so you can get the answers to the common health questions that have become puzzling and have held you back from achieving optimal health. America's Natural Doctor, Mark Stangler, has a true passion for combining the best of conventional and natural medicine to achieve optimized health and wellness for his patients and listeners. Dr. Mark Stangler has been in private practice for over 20 years, and thousands of patients have been helped by his commitment to providing excellence in natural health care. To learn more, please visit americasnaturaldoctor.com. That's americasnaturaldoctor.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a wonderful conversation with our friend Gail Pruitt. She is the author of the Doggone Good Cookbook and Doggone Good Cuisine, more healthy, fast, and easy recipes for you and your pooch. Again, she's been a nutritionist slash chef since 1996, and I believe has been coming on this show since 2008. So always welcome to have a wonderful conversation with you, Gail, and thank you for joining me and Dr. Stangler today.
Well, I just always have a good time with you, Kelly, and you, Dr.
We appreciate you here on the show for sure. And before we went to the break, we were talking about some of the foods that can potentially be toxic when it comes to dogs. And we kind of set it up for when we come back to ask you, do you believe in an all-raw diet for your dogs, or do you at times cook their food?
I do both. And there's a lot of reasons for that. You know, I don't like to give them like raw fish. I do cook their fish for them gently. I also get a really good meat pack that has ground meat, liver, and heart in it. And I get that at, a health food store. But I really, because it's ground meat, I always cook it. Not a lot, but I do cook it. Now, with big veggies like celery and cucumbers and lettuces and things like that, I do, they do eat them raw, but I puree them with a chicken broth or beef broth and pour that over their food. And the reason I do that is because they don't have any like amylase in their mouth, so they can't start breaking down those carbohydrates. So we need to break those down for them. But celery and cucumbers and things like that are really fantastic for them. So I would definitely suggest that. They do get a lot of, now if I get a really good roast or something like that, they get raw. If I get a good chicken, you know, they may get raw chicken or turkey, but I don't like to give them ground meat raw.
Mm-hmm. Now that broth that you use with the vegetables, that makes a lot of sense. Is that something that you have the formulation in your books for that, or how do?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I've got I believe that's in the first book, the Doggone Good Cookbook. There's what they call sauces. All right, so it's got all these different kinds of vegetables that you can puree, and you can put them in like ice cubes and put them in the freezer, and that way you just take them out the night before. And like put it on their food that they're going to have, and then they'll, you know, it'll melt by that time. Or if it's really hot outside, they'll use it like a, you know, like a lollipop or something like that, a popsicle. And I do that with watermelon. They love watermelon. So, and that's really good for their kidneys, by the way. Their kidneys and people that have, or dogs that have UTIs, they need to have that.
Yeah, and Gail, I know we didn't plan to talk about it, but since you're here, do you know anything about Addison's, dogs that have the adrenal issue that they can't properly, intake a lot of protein? It's an adrenal issue like humans can get.
Well, yeah, there is. I've got a section I believe it's in the last book, the Doggone Good Cuisine, and it is for vegans, and it's for dogs that cannot handle proteins well. And I use lentils. Now, I don't really like to do things like that with dogs unless they absolutely need to. But you've got to cook them really well and puree it, and so they can actually assimilate. And it really does work well for them. It's not a lot of protein, but it's a small amount, and it does really work. But now those are the kind of vegetables I use. Sweet potato in that. I use red lentils. I use tomatoes. be careful with tomatoes. Make sure that there's no little stem in there or leaves or anything like that. But just a little bit of the tomato would be really good for them. And even a little bit of red pepper, not hot, but a little bit of red pepper. And then cook that like in a soup and then puree them. And dogs really like that.
I would really like that. I mean, that sounds delicious. So,
well,
again,
really
you know, finding the balance between both. I mean, I like sweet potatoes. I like, you know, lentils. And, you know, so it's, again, I just thank you so much for answering that question, because I recently have a border collie and she's 11 she has Addison. So she has to get a monthly injection and all these other things. And I have two other dogs who are, you know, are on high protein. So finding the balance. And again, when you have, you know, a couple of different dogs, we have one who's even not food motivated. And how do you deal with situations like that? I know you've helped a lot of families. You've done a lot of education, not only on humans, but in our four-legged or three-legged friends. But how do you deal with issues with dogs who are not motivated by food? Do you have any secret tips?
Well, you know, you need to have a really good smell. It's got to be a strong smell, which is really important. And maybe that works. You know, I don't know. I've never been around finicky dogs that much. Mine will pretty much eat anything I put down on the floor. So, but you know, that does happen. There are some finicky dogs. However, we had this little poodle that lived next door to us. It was really finicky. However, after I started giving her fish, like codfish and sardines, in her food, she loved it. So,
bet her coat was healthy looking, huh?
Yeah. And it was really funny. Mimi would go over, she was next door. Mimi could climb fences and also open gates. So she would go over and get that little poodle and bring her over. And the poodle bites, by the way. So I had to, she wouldn't take her home. So I had to go and buy these long leather gloves that come up to my armpits to take this dog home. But I fed her then for about 10 years.
Wow.
And she did well.
Yeah. Gail, why don't you come here? I got a dog that I think could maybe challenge you when it comes to that. And I think you're the right person to get them to start eating properly. So,
no, I was just curious because you mentioned how the dogs don't have the salivary amylase to break down carbohydrates. What are the similarities or differences?
Mouth.
You're right. Yeah, in the saliva, right? So, well, what are the major differences with humans and dogs?
Well,
and the digestion?
They are similar. They are similar. Mm-hmm. You're right. They're similar. But dogs have in their stomach, they have a much stronger acid than we do. Mm-hmm. That's why they can actually break down bone, you know, and we can't do that. And another thing is because of their mouth, they have got enzymes in their mouth that break down bacteria. So that's why they can eat something dead and not die off the road. So we can't do that. So those are a few of the things. And their acid is so strong, it also kills bacteria. So that's one good thing about the dog's digestion.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's different than ours.
Right. How about, so there's not a whole lot of experts out there on supplements for dogs. What are you typically recommending? What have you found they help with, and which ones do you like?
Well, as I was saying earlier, I found Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, which I think that is my number one that I use. They have done so well on it. That actually, it was a game changer for Mimi and for Casper, especially Casper, because when I got him, he was he had lots of yeast and fungus. His ears were in bad shape. He itched all the time. He lost his hair. So I I'm sure it was because, you know, he was in that cage for so many months. And but I started giving him the Dr. O'Hara's and also the food. And he came right out of it. That was a total game changer. And for Mimi, too. She had been eating horribly when I got her. And she was only like about 9 pounds. She's now 18, by the way. And she's normal. I mean, a normal weight for her dog, for this dog. And, you know, like I say, she's a Chihuahua Dachshund Pit mix, if you can imagine that.
Pretty awesome.
You can picture that.
I think, and then I was trying to think about it. So when we talked about the Doggone Good cookbook, the first one, I think you have over 100 easy recipes in there. And then you also share on ways to incorporate different things, which I love as well, Gail. And we'll get to it in the next segment. But
I see so many people when I take my dogs to the vet. And we have a really good holistic vet we go to up here, Dr. O, shout out to her. But when you hear about supplements for canines or dogs, often all you hear about is glucosamine chondroitin. Most people aren't talking about a good quality probiotic like Dr. O'Hara's, like we use as humans, a quality right. fish oil, which we all incorporate. So do you think that sometimes dog owners think they're doing the best for their dog, but some of these different materials that are put in some of these commonly store-bought foods, if not using proper supplements with it, it actually shortens the lifespan of your loved one?
Absolutely. And I'm so glad you brought that up about, you know, they can actually get bone broth with that's the gelling kind. And that has all the good stuff in it that you could buy in, you know, a little bitty thing that for $25, you know, and that, you know, right. you're not going to get even as much as you would with this really good bone broth. And I get the powdered. And so it'll last me a while. It's really great stuff. Make sure it's organic and grass-fed, or if it's, you know, if it's fish, it's wild-caught. You know, just, you know, use common sense on that. But there's a lot of really wonderful bone broth out there that you can get. And be sure to get the gelling kind if you can.
Yeah, that's a great tip. I will definitely check that out. We're going to run out to that break. But again, listeners, you can learn more about our conversation today. You can even learn more about our good friends at Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. We're going to talk a little bit more about them when we come back from the break. Simply go to our website, americasnaturaldoctor.com. Click on the radio tab, and you can learn more about Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and our really good friend, Gail Pruitt, and her fantastic book that she's put together. So stick with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Our bodies depend on a potent powerhouse of beneficial bacteria that support and improve every aspect of our health. Dr. O'Hara's formula encourages probiotics to function at their peak performance. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Transformative postbiotic compounds created during Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics' exclusive 3-year fermentation process are present in every capsule. These restorative postbiotics nurture diverse gut bacteria, leading to better digestion, improved immunity, and exceptional health. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online. Go to www.essentialformulas.com for a retailer near you. That's essentialformulas.com.
There are lots of good reasons to take a good quality multivitamin. Even the best eating plans can fall short of meeting all of the necessary nutrients you need each day. Emerald Labs offers different multivitamin formulas with specialty men's, women's, and prenatal formulas to meet individual needs. These doctor-formulated, additive-free formulations range from a one-a-day to a four-a-day, depending on your preference. Each formula contains antioxidants such as sunflower-based, soy-free vitamin E, pure whey C with a 12-hour retention, Albion Minerals, the gold standard in mineral key, vitamin K2 as MK7, coenzymated Bs, and methylated folate. Recent research has shown that over 46% of people cannot metabolize synthetic folic acid or natural folate unless it is in its coenzymated form. Learn more about Emerald Labs, the additive-free company. Visit emeraldlabs.com. That's emeraldlabs.com. Also available at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide.
At the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine, they offer advanced healthcare screening and medical management programs to better serve you, the patient. Their mission is to optimize your health span and your lifespan. They go way beyond the dominant medical model, which is actually a sick care model. In this outdated approach, your symptoms are treated, but the root causes of your health issues are often ignored. At the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine, America's natural doctor, Mark Stengler, will help you to take control and be proactive in managing your health. And will also help you to uncover those root causes of your symptoms with state-of-the-art lab testing so you can get the clearest possible picture of your current health and then some recommended targeted treatment and preventative modalities so you can achieve your long-term health goals. For a full list of treatments offered, please visit markstengler.com. That's markstengler.com or call today 760-274-2377. That's 760-274-2377.
Forever Young is brought to you in part by Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Again, listeners, thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Kelly Capasola. As always, I'm with my wonderful co-host, America's Natural Doctor, Dr. Mark Stangler. And we're having a fantastic conversation with our good friend, fellow Texan, Gail Pruitt, a clinical nutritionist and author, as we mentioned, of the Doggone Good Cookbook and the Doggone Good Cuisine. Dr. Mark, I know that you had some follow-up questions to our previous conversation before we went to the break.
Well, absolutely. We've been talking about probiotics. So if you go to a pet store, they're going to have different probiotics out there. But I was just wondering, Dr. O'Hara's probiotic, you've been talking about that. You see very good results. What are the advantages of that compared to these, you know, probiotics you see out there in the stores or on the internet?
Well, I'm so glad you brought that up because, you know, most probiotics that you get anywhere, whether they're for humans or for canines, they're freeze-dried. Now, that doesn't mean they're bad, but it means that it's a freeze-dried product. It's not a cultured product. So what that means is different formulators, if they want to have a probiotic, they call the different brokers that have those particular strains, and then they put together a formulation. Whereas Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are cultured from 3 to 5 years. That means they put these probiotics in a vat with organic fruits and vegetables at room temperature, 80 degrees, play classical music to them during that whole time. And so they're completely different. And as a matter of fact, once they get down into the intestinal tract, they double. They're not like a freeze-dried product that you have to have 50 to 60 billion to start with at the time of manufacturing. So you have this wonderful cultured products that's also going to culture inside your intestinal tract, your gut. So that is why it works. It works for dogs. It also works for humans. Also, these particular probiotics are designed so they will only open up in a more alkaline environment. So they're going to bypass the stomach acid if they swallow them whole. My dogs chew them. So some of it will get down into the intestinal tract, but it's also great for their teeth and gums and esophagus and stomach. So that's why I choose the Dr. O'Hara's, and it works. It works beautifully instead of some of the other freeze-dried products, even though there are some freeze-dried products that are really, really good.
And I presume, you know, with the Dr. O'Hara's probiotic, you can use it across the board for any type of dog.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, and even cats. Mm-hmm. Cats mm-hmm. do really well with them as well. So I have had, matter of fact, about 25% of the people that I talk with during the day are dog questions and some cat questions. And I have gotten a lot of feedback in the last 10, 15 years that these particular probiotics really help, and they have been a game changer for them. So I definitely recommend Dr. O'Hara's probiotics for your dogs.
And you.
Yeah. And you.
Yeah, for us too. I mean, because that's the whole thing. Digestion and our microbiome and our gut health play such an important role in our overall health, right? When we're talking about us humans. And we've used Dr. O'Hara's on the show for well over a decade. My family's used it, seen such a change with so many different autoimmune and digestive issues with the family just by incorporating Dr. O'Hara's. And again, not needing refrigeration is always great because you can bring it on the go. But when we're talking about dogs, it's very similar, right? So maybe our dog's having an issue with allergies and we take them to the shot, to the doctor or to the vet, and they get an injection. I kind of think of that as like me getting an antibiotic. I'm sure that injection has to play some role in their digestive issue, because you can see maybe after they get, a shot or take a pill for an allergic reaction or chewing their feet or a hot spot, essentially it has to cause some type of a disruption. So as we re-inoculate our gut as humans, I would think that would be the best thing you could possibly do for your loving your pup.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I've got one right here and looking in front of me, and I've got both. I've got the professional as well as the original formula, because I keep them on hand at all times, because it's not just good for the dogs. It's also good for me. And,
right.
It keeps me healthy. And, I'm 74 years old, so I've got to keep healthy.
Oh, yeah. The digestive tract is really the gateway to the rest of the body. So if you're having problems in the gut, you're going to affect the immune system, inflammation. Now research even shows you're going to affect brain chemistry. You get neurotransmitters made in the gut. I mean, there's all sorts of different intercommunications going on between the gut and the rest of the body. And there's also research now showing that actually the flora in our gut, if it's healthy, provides better communication with cells and how they are functioning. So you've got to have a healthy gut, whether it be animals, whether it be humans, or you're going to have problems. But yes, when you can get the good bacteria in there, you're going to change how the immune system's working, how you're controlling inflammation. You're going to affect, in a positive way, basically all the systems of the body.
I'm so glad you brought up the brain chemistry, because I can really tell a difference with these dogs and dogs that I know, you know, everywhere else. Not had any kind of issue with a dementia or anything like that. They haven't slowed down in any ways. So I think the brain, because it does help build the serotonin for the brain. And that's so important. And all these people that call and tell me that their dogs are, you know, they're getting dementia at 9 years old, it really worries me.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good at all. And it's hard enough to lose a pet, but losing them prematurely when you aren't educated, because you just think, okay, yeah, I can just believe that commercial I saw. The lady who gave me a coupon in my pet store, I'm sure she really knows that dog food's great. So it's so refreshing to have this conversation with you. Quick question. I look at Dr. O'Hara's probiotics and I use it. I'm more on a maintenance dose. I take one a day. What are you seeing as far as weight? All of our furry loving friends can come in all different shapes and sizes. Do you feel, I know you give the dogs 7 o'clock at every night. They get their Dr. O'Hara's probiotics.
They get one. They're 20 pounds and under. So they get one at night. And if we're taking them for a walk and she grabs something off the street that's been dead, I may give her three real quick, you know.
Okay.
And that helps a lot. Larger dogs, I would say dogs anywhere from 40 to 60 pounds, I'd give them two. And if they're even larger than that, you know, they could have two and even three and four. Actually, it's not going to hurt them at all, regardless of how much you give them. I mean, you cannot OD, and the dogs cannot OD on these probiotics.
Great. Well, I'll tell you, this is some valuable information, because when we're looking at it, I used to always have a can of pumpkin in the house and make sure I had some rice in case the dogs previously have an upset stomach. Now it's very easy for me. I just poke it, the capsule, and I just, you know, put the paste on a little something else, maybe a dog treat, and they eat it right up. And that has now been able to replace having to have those cans of pumpkins and having to have, you know, the rice on hand. That probiotic goes to work, especially Dr. O'Hara's, getting their little tummies to stop the rumbling and eventually causing a mess that us humans don't want to clean up, right?
Absolutely. That's probably the worst sound in the world.
That is true. Well, Gail, our time has flown by. I want to give you the minute to kind of wrap up and also let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you if they have additional questions. You always treat them so kindly all of these years, and again, we can't thank you enough for being of service to our listeners.
I will tell you, the main thing is try to get your dogs to eat different things, a large variety of foods. They can have so many different wonderful vegetables. You can actually go online, even if you don't want my book. You can go online and find the kind of vegetables that's really good for your dog and the kind of vegetables that are toxic for your dog. But I do have them in my book, The Doggone Good Cuisine and The Doggone Good Cookbook. You can find those in Amazon, and you can just put in Gail Pruitt dog and you'll get me. You can always call Essential Formula, and Kelly, I'm sure you have that number, the 972 number, and they can always get in touch with me.
Well, we appreciate you so much. And for our friends who want to learn more, you can pick up Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. They're so great. They've been around a long time. They're available through Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural health retailers across the U.S. It's also available on Amazon.com, and you can learn more at their website, which is EssentialFormulas.com. Again, EssentialFormulas.com to learn more or to find a retailer near you. Also, as Gail mentioned, her book's also available on Amazon.com. We'll go ahead and put all this great information so people can find it, but I also encourage you to follow Dr. O'Hara's on Facebook or Essential Formulas as well, because they're sharing great research all week long on those posts. So please go and support them if you can. But if you get lost and want to learn more, essentialformulas.com
or you can visit our website, americasnaturaldoctor.com, and click on the radio section. Gail, such a pleasure. Looking forward to speaking with you again in the future. Thank you for your help and for all you do out there, not only for human health, but for canine and kitty health. So thank you so much.
I had a great time. Thank you so much for having me. And it's good meeting you, Doctor.
Yeah, you too.
Have a happy and healthy week, and we'll catch you next time right here on Forever Young.